Okay, we are on Chav Beis, Amud Beis. Let's start from, we're going to start from Amar of Yochanan. We are, if you go from the top of the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12 lines from the top. First word on the line is Talui. Yeah. Yeah. We'll start at the end of the line is the words Amar of Yochanan. We started this last time, but give us a running start here. So Amar of Yochanan. Shnayim omrim meis, Shnayim omrim lo meis. Right, so two edim say that the husband died, and two say that he didn't die. Harizu lo tinase, she's not supposed to get remarried, right? Because we're left unsure whether her husband is alive or not. Ve'im nises lo teitze, but if she decides to get if she gets married anyways, so we don't make her get divorced. And then another case. Shnayim omrim nisgarsha, Shnayim omrim lo nisgarsha. Two say that she has been divorced, and two say no, she was never divorced. Again, harezu lo tinase, she's not supposed to get married. Because again, you have trey, you have two sets of witnesses who are contradicting each other, so we don't know her status. V'im nises teitze, but if she already got married, then we make her get divorced from this new husband. So the question, of course, is ma'ishna reisha, ma'ishna seifa. In the first case, both cases are cases where you have two sets of witnesses contradict each other, and in one, and misafek, we say she cannot get married because we're not sure she may still be married to the first guy. But in one case, said if she went ahead and did so anyways, she can stay married. In the second case, we say if she goes ahead and gets married, she must get divorced from the second guy. So
divorce case.
Well, right, correct. In the mace, the machlokas about whether he died or not between the edim. So then, when the two sets of edim are battling over whether he died, then if she gets married, we don't make her get divorced from the second guy. But if the two sets of edim are battling over whether she was ever divorced, so then if she already got married, we make her leave the second guy.
Right.
So the question is, ma'ishna reisha, ma'ishna seifa, right? So what's the difference between the two cases? They're almost exactly the same. Yet the halacha is different in each case. So Amar Abaye Targama Be'ed Echad. So Abaye says we should, right, slip in here. There's something that's missing in this, or it should be, you know, translated in literally Targama, right? It should be like Targum. It should be translated. But the point is, you should change the language that he said, what he said, and make sure to add in. It's not make it not Shnayim Omrim, but Eid Echad. The cases are cases where there's one eid who testifies from each side. So meaning. So Amar Abaye Targama Be'ed Echad. Eid Echad Omer Meis Himnuhu. Rabban kibetrei, ukideula, right? And if one person says her husband died, right? So the Chazal tell us that we believe her. We believe that one aid. We believe that aid like as if he's two witnesses. Ukideula, like ula da amr ula komakum shehemina tara aid echad hare kan shnayim, right? So the fact that the testimony is about the fact that the husband has died, that makes us treat that testimony as shnei aidim, right? So now I have two witnesses that he died, and one witness that he didn't die, right? Behind the gamer lomes habelechad, right? And the one who says he didn't die, that's considered like one, because you don't have this special dispensation to believe just one about, you know, to keep her married. We have this special dispensation to listen to one when it's going to help her out. Mishumiguna kilubei rabbanon, right? Chazal want to be more makel on the woman who otherwise would be left never being able to get remarried. So in which case, right? And one person's testimony is nothing when it comes against the testimony of two people, even though they're really one and one. It's a one that has a status of two versus a one that has a status of one. And that's why in the case of Mace, we say im nises lo teitze. If she gets married, we don't have to make her get divorced because we really believe the two versus one.
That's an exception, right? We don't have anything else where one aid counts like two.
We have it also when it comes to Isha Vehetar. So for example, the only reason if I invite you to my house, right?
Yeah.
So you should say, well, I don't know if I can come to your house. Maybe you don't keep kosher.
Right.
Right. So the answer is, if the one person in that home is a, maybe I should have two ayim have to come and testify that you keep kosher,
yeah,
or that I keep kosher. So the answer is no. Aid echa nema bisurin. If I have one aid that is, and even the person himself, right, who tells you it's kosher, everything here is kosher. So then aid echa, you believe one aid when it comes to isvehetar. So that's another reason that that's another case where Eid Echad is used.
Okay.
The other case that Eid Echad can, you know, maybe doesn't get you all the way, but can Eid Echad can make the other person have to take a shvua. So there's a few scenarios where Eid Echad has, you know, plays a role. Fine. But the Gemara says, okay, that's true, fine, but ihachi afilu chachila nami. Like, that might be true, right? It's one versus one, but one versus one is really two versus one. And since it's two versus one, that other one is a zero, right? The guy who tells me that he didn't die is like telling me nothing. And the person who says that he did die is like two edim. So great. So ihachi, then let her get married. And what do you mean? You should get married. If you get married, you shouldn't have to be divorced. The chachila nami, she should be able to get married then, straight up. We should have no problem at all. We'll send out the invitations, right? So it says, Gemara, no, we're shooting the Rav Asi. No, the reason that's not true is because of Rav Asi. That Rav Asi, haser mimcha akshus peh velazus fasayim harchek mimcha. Right, that the pasuk in Mishlei, that a person should, you know, distance themselves from all kinds of things, from being a stubborn of the mouth, and et cetera. And one of the things, and the point being that you're supposed to distance yourself from things that are not true or that seem to be unseemly, et cetera. And the point being that, you're going to have, you're going to go ahead and you're going to have, one aide testify versus another aide and let her get married. But that testimony, that's going to cause a lot of red flags for people. That's going to be very concerning. Like, what's happening here? People are going to think you're doing the wrong thing. So it's important in general, right, to a lot of the advice in Mishlei, like good advice. Maybe it's not the halacha, but it's good advice to stay away from doing things that are really, gonna make people suspicious and wonder what's going on here. So the point is that even though lechachila we would tell you it's better not to do this, right? Because you have one aid still saying. I mean, it's one thing to rely on one aid, fine. Relying on aid yachad is its own challenge, right? But now only relying on aid yachad. You're also relying on aid yachad in the case where there's another aid telling you it's a lie. You know, it's a very hard, it's a very shaky ground to stand on. So if she got married already, so you leave it alone. But if she hadn't gotten married already, that's already kind of very shaky to allow her to get remarried lechachila. Okay, but now that was the first case, right? So now seifa eid echad omer nisgarsha. So what if so you used eid echad for the first case, the case of mace. But now what if you're going to read this eid echad idea into the second case, the case of getting divorced, right? So seifa eid echad omer nisgarsha ve'eid echad omer lo nisgarsha. Right? So here you have one eid that says she got divorced. And another aide says she didn't get divorced, right? This is not about, her husband dying. This is just about whether they had to get or not. So tavayu be'ishes ish kamasade. So what are both of these people testifying, though? They're both testifying that she's married, right? One guy says she got a get. The other guy says, no, she never got her get. But the implication of even the second second aide is that what? She's married. Right, she's married. So now, if that's true, you now have two edim that testify that she's married. Right? Tavai be'ishis kamasade v'hai de ka'amr nisgarsha, and the one who testifies that she got divorced, ha'v'lechad, he's only one. Right? Ve'ein dvar sha'echa v'magam shenayim, and that one isn't going to work in the face of two edim who say that she's married. Right? So it's actually kind of cool. Right? Meaning, what you do is, what they're doing is they're stacking them, right? The two edim who both say, give testimony about her status, both agree, and they both confirm that she's married. So they become shnei edim, that she's married.
She was married. According to one of them.
And only one of them can say that she got divorced. Because the other one says, she didn't get divorced.
How can one witness say both?
So it's a little bit fuzzy math, right? In the sense that you're calling him two. It's Reuven and Shimon versus Shimon.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not really 2-1, but it's if you put the two together, right, they're really two. Neither one is testifying about her status of being married. But what comes out from both of their testimonies is that she was married, right? And the testimony of she wasn't divorced is... it's only a lechah. By the way, how can you testify that she's not divorced? You can't prove that she's not divorced, right? But lechorah, the answer is one of them says she got her get on X day, and the other one says like, no, it wasn't a get. That was shtar mechira. They were doing business. I mean, it's got to be that what they're saying. What the other person's saying, it's not like she never got a get ever in their whole, like the person hasn't seen her whole life, right? But lechorah, it means that they, they know. or that their testimony is enough to knock out what this first person said. If you look at Rashi makes this other point. Tarvayo be'eshes ish kamasade, says Rashi, right? It's like right in the middle of the skinny lines.
Yeah.
He says, Shnehem mi'iden she'eshes ish haisa, right? It's got to be. The case is that they both testify that she's married. Right? Yeah, I know Mrs. Schwartz, and she lives in my community. She's married to this guy, and they both testify. And one of them says, yeah, and I saw her get a get. And one says, no, I was there that day, and I saw that the thing he gave her wasn't a get. It was something else, whatever. Okay. Fine. But the point is, that's the distinction then between, according to this approach, that's the distinction between the case of the Eidim when it comes to Mace and the Eidim when it comes to Gerushin. Right? We make this an Eid Echad. In the case of the Mace, you have one Eid counts as two to say your husband died, and the one Eid that says he didn't die is only one, 2-1. She can make or then she can get remarried. Maybe not a good idea, l'chachilo. Right, but if she got married already, leave her alone. The second case is two Eid Echads, right, who contradict each other, but together they show us that she was married, in which case, even if they, even if she got married, she has to get divorced. Fine. Okay. Rav Amar, La'olam treyu treininu. Rav says, no, don't make it two Eidim. Don't make it, one Eid versus one Eid. Make it two Eidim versus two Eidim. Okay, so what happened here? V'ra Rav Yochanan dvar shav Rav Menachem bar Yosi begirishin v'lo ra b'misa, right? And Rava, like, we say, sometimes people say, oh, I see, right? So, or I hear, So when we say that Rav Yochanan, ra Rav Yochanan dvar shav Rav Menachem, meaning not that he saw them, but he agreed, right? So Rav Yochanan agreed with Rav Menachem bar Yosi, Rav Yosi, when it came to the case of Gerushin, but he didn't agree with him when it came to the case of Misa. And that's where Rav Yochanan is saying, when Rav Yochanan here splits them up, that's how he is dealing with the case. Because again, if you remember, Rav Nachman Bar Yosef was the statement above who had said that made this point. So the question is, okay, he was the one who had said when the case was, if she got married already, does she have to get married, get divorced? Not get divorced. Rav Nachman Bar Yosi was one who said, Tate say that if she got married again, she has to get divorced. And then he said, I only said that when Eidim came and then she got married. But if she was married first and Eidim came later, so then she doesn't have to get married. She doesn't have to get divorced. Right? That was Rav Nachman Bar Yosi had said earlier. Right? He said, my whole case of being Machmir is only if the Eidim had come before she got married. But if the Eidim come after her second marriage, she can ignore them. So what the Gemara is saying now is that Yochanan saw this idea of Menachem Bar Yosi, and he agreed with it when it came to Gerushin, but he disagreed with it. He agreed with it when it came to Gerushin, but not B'Misa, right? So he said, okay, it's talking true. Makes a lot of sense. But Gerushin, but not B'Misa. My time, what's the difference, right? Why should we say, why should we agree with Menachem Bar Yosi, meaning that if the Eidim hadn't come yet and she got married, you leave her alone, right? Why is that true when it comes to Gerushin? But it's not true when it comes to the opposite, right?
Misa.
Right, but not by Misa. Right, that by Misa we leave let her stay married, but by Gerushin not. So why is that? So my time, huh? So for the following reason, Misa en yechol mechashto, Gerushin yechol mechashto. Okay, what's the reason? The reason is because when it comes to testimony that someone died, you can never say it's not true. And by Gerushin, you can. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. So Rashi explains what this means. Misa en yechol mechashto, says Rashi the following. Not. This doesn't mean that you can't contradict the Eidim. It means you can't contradict if what? If he shows up. Look at Rashi. Misa en yechol mechashto. Im yavo ba'ala. Right? If she got married on grounds of the testimony that said that her husband was dead. Right? And she goes in and she gets married. And now the husband shows up again, right? So im yavo ba'ala en yechol lomar meisata. You can't say you're dead, right? That's not going to work, right? Because he's alive, right? So she can't say like, no. I really, it's not true. You were really dead, and that's why I got married. Like, he's alive, right? Hilgach ilav de barila shemes mirsasa v'lo minsiba. So here's the psychology. Since if he would show up again, she's caught red-handed in a certain sense, right? She's not trying to do the wrong thing, but right, even, but if he shows up, like, game over immediately, right? The moment he arrives, the whole thing's over, right? She's caught, it's over, she's got, you know. So since she knows that, right, she's only going to get remarried if Barila, right? Again, and presumably the Gemara is still talking about the case we mentioned before, that the woman marries the, you know, she married the aide who said that her husband had died. He's Bari, so it's not Ashram Tali, and she's Bari. Right, so it's not a case of Ashram, a concern for Ashram Tali. So if it's a case of Mace, so Imnise Slo Tetze, why? Because the fact that she got married means what? She must be really sure that this is true. Because she herself would be too nervous. He's going to show up. Once he shows up, it's game over. Right? Now keep going around. Actually, Gerishin Yechol Mechashta, but Gerishin, she can actually still argue. Meaning, if Yavo Vayomar Lo Gerashticha, he Tomar Gerashtani. Meaning, even if he arrives, right, and he says, not true, I didn't give you a get, she'll say, yeah, you did give me a get. Right? And she'll try to prove it, and she'll have tainas. The fact that his arrival, right, per se, isn't going to automatically end the conversation. She has, you know, an ability to keep on fighting, right? Hilkach, and because she knows she has the ability to keep on fighting, Isharisla, if we let her stay married, Samcha Ahachasha, she'll say, you know what? I'm not so worried. I'll be able to attack him anyways if he comes back. Uminsiba, I'll pee Eidim Halalu. And she'll get married based on these Eidim, Misafek. And she won't be so as careful to check. It's like psychologically, right? A person who knows that the husband shows up, I'm done, over, she'll make sure there's no chance he's going to show up. Otherwise, she wouldn't dare get remarried because it'd be so horrible if he would show up. But the woman who's claimed that she was divorced, and he's going to claim not divorced, well, that I can always argue back and forth, and she won't be quite as, you know, quite as careful.
This is where she married another guy.
This is where she marries another husband, a new guy, and the status of her original marriage is still in question. That's the whole point. Right.
Right.
Right. Correct.
Where she marries the witness who testified.
That. Or she, yeah, the other guy here is the witness who had testified that her husband had divorced or had died. Okay. So, really? Right. So this is all based on the question of like, would she be able to attack the, you know, the guy who comes forward, the husband who comes forward. Gemara says, "Oh, Micha Tzifa Kulei." She's such a chutzpah. This lady, she's gonna really, be willing to argue with her husband when he shows up and says, "I gave you a get." You know, I didn't give you a get. Va'amra v'menuna, Isha she'amra la'bayla gerashtani ne'menes. And a woman who says to her husband, "You divorced me," she's believed. Chazaka ein Isha me'iza paneh b'mifnei bayla. Like what a chutzpah! You know, people have certain, you know, have a certain like moral compass, and it's too embarrassing for a woman who's been married to a man to claim he divorced her when it never happened. Right? This person doesn't have such a chutzpah to say it to in front of her husband's face like that. So why are we worried about that? Right? Meaning here in the cases it's that she wouldn't ever do that. So the fact that she's getting married to marriage should make it bari. That she should show the fact that she got married should show that's bari la. Right? So he says the Gemara, no, honey mili heich daleka edim to come a silent. No, the woman only doesn't have a chutzpah to claim that she's divorced when she doesn't have Eidim that help her. No, but she has witnesses alongside who are going to say, yeah, I was with her in Bezdin, I saw the get being delivered. Like, okay, so then, you know, it's a different story. In that case, people are much more likely to push the envelope than they would if it was just their word versus their husband's word, where they would be much less likely to do that. Okay. Rav Asi Amar, I'll tell you a different explanation for what's going on here. So Rav Ashi says, what's the reason why we make this distinction here between the, you know, Mace and Gerishin? It's the case is that the testimony of the Edom is that it happened just now. Rav Ashi Amar could go into Amre Edom Achshav Mace. He died just now. Achshav Girsha. She just got divorced. Why? Because Misa Leka Levrura. Misa, you can't like, you know, be sure that it happened or not, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi is Leka Lebrura, right? Achshav Mace, by the way, is Hayom. It happened today. So Girsha, Mace Leka Lebrura, Rashi says, Im Amru Teva, Tava B'mayim. They say he drowned. Right? Oh, Achlari, or he was attacked by a lion. Einanu Yechol Nevarer Hadvarim, right? We may not be able to be sure that it really happened. Therefore, she still should get married. It's still trey. But if she got married, look, you know, we're never going to be really to be sure, and she feels sure. So what are we going to do, right? Kirabanan, Echad Me'edar. And again, the case is that she marries one of the Edim, so she feels very, very confident that it's true, right? So when it comes to Misa Lake Labura, look at Rashi. But Gerishin, sorry, now look back on the Gemara. But Gerishin, Ika Labura, right? When it comes to getting divorced, that we can verify, especially if he says you guys got divorced today. Why can we verify it? Daminallah, im isa dahachi, hava achzalagita. Right? If it's true you got divorced, you'd have your get still, right? You'd have a get in your hand, or you'd have, by the way, today they don't give you a get, then you'd have your receipt, right? You'd have something, a document from Bezin that this happened. So the reason, look at Rashi, achzalagitech, the b'shaita purta lo mehemna lamemar irchasa. You're not going to say, oh, I lost it. You lost it, it happened this morning. Right? How could it be you don't have it? So if Asi says the difference between Misa and Gerishin is in the case of Misa, they're just showing up and reporting something that happened, which I may or may not be able to be Mavara. If they say you got divorced today, right, and we saw, so she should have a piece of paper in her hands that can, clarify that it's true.
Everyone's going to see that at a wedding. After the chuppah,
they don't have to. Lost the chuppah, yeah, okay. But it's unusual. Right? That would be unusual. Right? Especially, by the way, if she wants to get remarried. You know, so like, she'd be careful. And yeah, I would argue that it's unusual, certainly. They're both unusual to lose it. Probably more unusual to lose the get or the proof of the get. It would be even more unusual.
She's getting remarried the same day.
Same day, yeah. Well, she just wants to give testimony that she got it so that she can get remarried. All he wants is the testimony that says that she got divorced, so she can now be allowed to get married. You know, doesn't mean she has to get. It's actually impossible she's getting married the same day, because we have a rule of hafchana. We have to have 3 months between her first marriage or second marriage. So if she gets pregnant, we know who the father is. So this testimony is just like we're showing up Embezin just to clarify that she's really divorced, so she can go ahead and get married.
When they say she got divorced today. Oh, that's just the day they're going to Bezdin?
Yeah, they show up at Bezdin, so for whatever reason, they're talking about it again. You know, they haven't. Again, she doesn't really need it. She should have the piece of paper in her hand. But for some reason, they're having a conversation whether or not she was really divorced. Now they say, yeah, today she got divorced. It was this morning. Okay. You know, so if that was true, so that would be, again, it's an unusual case to have such a thing. But the point is, if that would happen, right, that's a case where we would say, even if you got married, Tetze, as opposed to Misa, where, again, we can't discern it. She married the aide. She's barley. Okay, so then if she already got married, then we would say she doesn't have to get divorced. We will close it up here and pick up next week. Okay.